Blog Talk Radio.
Today, in case you missed our earlier show, about 20 minutes into the show, we had a hacker that decided they wanted to hack my computer, and it shut the show down for about 20-30 minutes. So I decided that the devil was not going to have his way today. I was going to get my time in. So we're back. We have all new music. I'm going to probably go for about an hour. I'm going to start it off with this song. I've been trying to play it all day, and it just would not load. I really want y'all to hear Tina and Teddy Campbell, Speak the Word.
Word of God is power, sharper than a sword. It knows the thoughts you're thinking.
Tina and Teddy Campbell with Speak the Word. Now we're going to get into another one of my favorite songs. All this music is new to the show, so y'all make sure y'all check these artists out. My next artist is from Los Angeles. I love this song. It is Miss Onisha Shaw with Try Me.
Try me.
Evidence, I am the proof. I am the answer.
was Onisha Shaw with Try Me featuring the Soul Seekers. We're going to get right to the next song. This is The Truth with Who Am I?
If the Bible was rewritten and the writers put me in it, I wonder how my life would read. Would the people that have heard of me read just to learn of me be turned away by what they see? Or would they slump in their sofas, blown away and sober, but my life didn't come to believe? Or would they do it once over, read the pages of my life, and once it's over, close the book and say, that's not how I wanna be. And that's a sad commentary when I'm buried under the public can see. But I pray that they remember me for walking in integrity, being what God called me to be. And if I leave an impression, man, I hope that I impress them with a life that was clean and free. And I pray that it's not embarrassing when they read my narrative. Once I finally do leave, let's go. Am I more like Cain for the hatred to my brother the flame? Or am I more like Jezebel, such a world in all my ways? Think about it. Am I more like Mary, pure and holy, till I'm laying in the grave? And the writers put me in it. What would they say about my private life?
What would they say?
Would they say that my commitment to the ministry was strong, but that I never spent time with my wife? What would they say about my character? Would they say I was arrogant and American, full of myself? How would they write about my parents? Would they say while traveling, I put my children up on the shelf?
No.
Would it be positive or negative if everything I ever did was shattered down and read by all? Now you're just talking about the stuff that you can see out on the surface, but the stuff that was done in the dark. What the fuck is talk when the dark is black? Would they say that I was off the chain? Or would it be the complete opposite? Would they say my public and my private life were all the same? Am I more like Cain for the hatred to my brother the flame? Or am I more like Jezebel, such a world in all my ways? Think about it. Am I more like Mary, pure and holy, till I'm laying in the grave? Or am I more like able to please God with my ways? Think about it.
Put me in there, who would they say that I resemble the most? Would it be Joseph or Samson, both of them handsome, only one of them was a symbol of hope? Or would I be listed among the greats, mentioned among the saints in the hall of faith? Or perhaps be scripted as one of the base, like the product or the product of my own mistakes? Now I know that it's not possible, but if the book was rewritten, man, I wonder how my life would read. From 2 years old to my funeral, would I fail or would I succeed? When they write my biography, what they record about the life and times of man means a lot to me. Cause in the story that I leave them, I am either God's leader or a picture of what not to be.
Who am I? Am I more like Cain for the hatred to my brother the flame?
That was The Truth with Who Am I? Before I get to any more music, I have a couple of church shout outs I want to do. Shout out to Pastor Shep and Dr. Shalonda Crawford over at ECM, the Experience Christian Ministry. I'm not sure if you follow me on Facebook, you know I watch them on Sunday mornings on Facebook Live. So you can find them if you go to my Facebook page. They have their service at 10:07 a.m. They are located in Los Angeles, California, 326 East 47th Place, Los Angeles, 90011. You can also catch them online at theecm.org. ECM Experience Christian Ministries. Dr. Shep and Pastor Shep and Dr. Shalonda Crawford Also, we want to give a shout out to, hold on, I got one more for you. The Sanctuary Church of Refuge, Pastor Marquise and First Lady Ashley Williams. Sanctuary Church of Refuge, 7020 South Figueroa, Los Angeles, California, 90003. Sundays, 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Pastor Marquise and First Lady Ashley Williams. Make sure these churches that I shout out, if you're in their area and you don't have a church home, or if you just happen to be out in the morning time before your own service, make sure you go check them out. We want to support those that support us, okay? And I'll have a couple more for you. Let me give you this one, too. Triumph Church, Pastor Darlene Renee Harris, 7660 South Compton Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. If you're in the area, make sure you go check out these churches. ECM. 326 East 47th Place in Los Angeles, Sanctuary Church of Refuge, 7020 South Figueroa, and Triumph Church, 7660 South Compton Avenue. Make sure you go by and check out these churches, or even if it's just an afternoon program or something, make sure you go by, check them out, and show your support, okay? Right now, we're going to get into a praise break. Let me tell y'all about this praise break and why you have to hear it. This praise break is my brother playing the organ in, I don't even remember what city he was in. He was in another state. He was 10 when he did this praise break. He's 18, 19, 20 now. He was 10 when he did this praise break. I hope y'all listening to me. He was 10. Y'all check this out, okay? This is Donye Thompson. And this is his praise break.
We'll be right back.
That is the Donye Thompson Praise Break. I just looked at the date on there. That is from 2010. Donye, you are a beast, dude. He was 11 on there. He's 19 now. So shout out to Donye. He's doing it way bigger and way better. I'm going to have to get a new one for y'all. All right. I want to play another song for y'all. This is Commissioned with Ordinary Just Won't Do.
I need a touch from you.
We're going to keep the music moving. This is Snoop Dogg off of his new Bible of Love CD. This is Snoop Dogg featuring B. Slade, Words Are Few, one of my new favorite songs. Check this out.
When I don't want to speak, grab a pen, scratch a chin, make a beat. Maybe not smoking on the beach. Paranoid with my boys, with my kids.
In my head,
in the clouds, is that him? Now my boys tripping hard like chill. Someone mute with a mouth full of boo. Now my boys think I'm ill, what the deal?
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. Things I'm going through make me act a fool. Please don't think I'm cruel. Really, normally I'm cool. There is nothing you can do. Hey, when my words are few, things ain't what they seem. Feeling like I'm fooling me. I know God is calling me. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Sitting here smoking when I should be on my knees. When my words are few.
Why you hounding me? In the house of the Lord, conscience guilty. Ain't in no mood for no parking lot prophecy. That's why at benediction, you can't find me.
Oh, ain't no smile, ain't no joke. No pictures, please. No rest for my soul till I come clean.
Come clean.
Gonna hear from the Lord if I speak. So back off and let me eat. Let me see.
Let me see. I'm not mad at you. Things I'm going through. Make me act a fool.
Something I chose to do. Trash all my life. And I stepped outside, but now I feel the Lord calling me back to the fold.
Song, nephew.
Let my work speak for me.
Snoop Dogg featuring B. Slade off of the Bible of Love CD with Words Are Few. Now we're going to get into this Zion Messengers featuring featuring Gina Craig Kirkwood with Let God Do It. that was Zion Messengers featuring Gina Craig Kirkwood with Let God Do It. I'm actually anxious for her album to be coming out this year, so stay tuned for that because we will be dropping that on the show as soon as it comes out. Also, I wanted to make a brief announcement. I did announce Sanctuary Church of Refuge, Pastor Marquise Williams. He's having an outing today. He's going to preach at Love, Peace, and Happiness Church on Figueroa at 3:30 in Los Angeles. So if you're in the area, please go by and support him at 3:30. Okay? We're going to get into this Leandria Johnson. I played this earlier on my show. I'm going to play Leandria Johnson, Jesus. Johnson with Jesus. I can never get tired of that song. I just can't. But thank you to everybody for tuning in. to our special live edition of Praise and Power. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody's support continuously from week to week. I really do. Next week, we're going to have some more new music. I have some stuff still coming in. I have a couple of artists that I didn't get a chance to play, so we're going to be able to get to them next week. We've been having technical issues all day, so we've been having issues with music loading, hackers, all kind of stuff, mic problems, the computer crashing. So it's been a trying day, but I really thank God that we were able to make it through. Everybody, please pray it up and keep me in your prayer. I will be starting work today, and I will be starting another job tomorrow. So y'all, please pray for me. And I'm going to end the show with two back-to-back songs. I'm not even going to come back on after this. So we're going to end the show with, oh my, we got so many good people we could end the show with. I'm going to end the show with Prez Blackman and also Keith Pringle. How about that? So this is Prez Blackman the second with, I got to play this again. I know this is the third time today, but this is Prez Blackman with Won't Be Like This Always.
Won't you help me lift up this? Yeah.